With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. The state set another single-day record for new confirmed cases of COVID-19 today. 1,214 new cases were reported by the state health department, and 5 more people died from the virus. The number of new cases have outpaced recoveries over the past week, with the number of active cases growing by 3,700. 37 people died over the past week due to the coronavirus. Hospital capacity continues to be strained, with 3 of the state's largest hospitals reporting they were full at points over the last week. As of Thursday, St. Peter's, St. Vincent, and Benefice hospitals all reported that their inpatient beds were full. Hospitals have maintained that they have found ways to care for patients even when inpatient beds are reported as full. Multiple county health departments report they cannot keep up contact tracing with the number of new cases. Gallatin County Health Officer Matt Kelly echoed Governor Steve Bullock today in saying that it's hard to enact new health restrictions without more economic support for the individuals and businesses they would impact. A northwestern Montana judge has denied a request by the state health department for preliminary court orders to require 5 Flathead County businesses to enforce health orders aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus. District Judge Dan Wilson yesterday said the state health department failed to make a case for immediate action against the businesses. The health department said the businesses did not take reasonable measures to enforce the governor's mask mandate. An owner or employee of each business testified that they have tried to abide with the order, but said they would lose employees or customers if they forced the issue on them. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Madeline Broom.